Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, welcome to Voices of the Elephant. My name is Cal Evans, and we're here today at ZenCon 2013, and I am privileged to have my good friend, Mr. Matthew Weir O'Finney, Supreme Allied Commander of Zen Framework. Salute. For those of you curious, I actually do salute every time I say that. So
I actually saw it this time, too.
Matthew, Zen has announced a new open source product. Now, let me preface this by saying that by the time this goes out, A special episode of It's the Booze Talking has gone out where we discussed this product, we discussed Zen Framework, and I actually made the statement, quite inebriated, that the reason Zen pisses me off these days is they give away all the good stuff and they charge you for things like Zen Server. So we have discussed this a little bit already, but I just wanted you to introduce the product and give the features and benefits, and we'll discuss it a little bit about y'all's new product. So why don't you tell us about it?
So Appagility is a couple of things, but most importantly, it allows you to create and manage your APIs. Mm-hmm. And it provides an engine underneath that does all the boring and hard details for you, things like content negotiation, HTTP negotiation, error handling, all that stuff you get for free. It's an opinionated framework. We've chosen specific formats that we are going to implement. These include the hypermedia application layer, so HAL, and we're using HAL.json as the response format that we utilize. This gives us hypermedia linking, which is something that people are often struggling with. They want to do a truly RESTful application, but they're not sure how to do that. We have that built in. We're using Problem API for the error handling, for giving you the error details as you go. The HTTP negotiation is ensuring that you can only hit certain methods for the exposed services that you create and all of that. On top of that, we do versioning for you. So your API is versioned from the moment that you create it. Starts off at version 1, and as you increase the versions, you are cloning code, and your old versions continue to work the way they did, but now you can also access the new versions. The URL versioning works, but you can also do accept and content type versioning, so you can pass in a custom media type that we generate for you. You can also edit the media type if you want to, but we generate one for you that you can then utilize. Future features that we're planning include input filtering that will map to the content type that you push in. So when this content type comes in, use this input filter. What's great is it will actually do that validation. If it's not valid, it will just kick it out immediately. You don't hit any other code. Authentication and authorization are also the next pieces. That's actually the very next piece on the roadmap is how we'll do that. We're looking at both HTTP digest and OAuth 2, specifically potentially OAuth 1. But we're going to keep the amount of options down because we don't want you to have to make a whole lot of decisions as you create your APIs. Everything you create, you can wire in your own code. We will generate some stubs for you that you can fill in so that you can define the operations you want to do and then return a result from that that we just then expose in the format that we're utilizing. HAL.json, and I'll just repeat that one again. But you're writing your own code, and this is, really what makes it stand out from so many of the others is that you can just write your code, write your models and everything, and then you can expose it via Appagility to create your API.
That's excellent. Now, you and I have had several discussions about this, so the questions I'm going to ask might sound rude to those who haven't been privy to all the conversations the past 2 days. But my first question, this was asked, Liz Smith asked this in the session just earlier, how is this just not Frappy warmed over?
Right. So Frappy has actually evolved a bit in the past year. Davy Shafiq has kind of taken it up again while at EngineYard, and he's been developing towards version 2 of that. He's just now adding things like content negotiation in there, some of the error handling, that sort of thing. But they're not opinionated about what the format looks like. They're just spitting out the object in return. They're spitting it out as JSON. They're not doing the hypermedia linking that we're doing, that sort of thing. Authentication is also left up to you as a developer. And there's a few other details here and there, but probably most importantly is versioning. We do the versioning for you, and that's one of the things that we are hearing more and more, and actually just about everybody we talk to, they need to be able to version the APIs. They know what the requirements are for today, but they don't know what they are for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But they want everything to continue working as they go forward.
Yeah.
That's something that we provide for you. The other thing is our interface. We have this nice Angular interface that you can then drop in on your dev machine, but we provide a really nice solution for going to production because that's all enabled only in the development box. When you push to your repository, the files that make it in development mode don't get pushed, and so you can immediately deploy and everything's exposed right off the bat for you.
Excellent. Next question. Given that security is so important,
mm-hmm.
why does this not come packaged with auth immediately?
So security has many different layers, and we're actually tackling a number of layers already, and then we have additional layers that we're going to be doing later. Content negotiation is actually one of those layers that you want to have in there because you don't want people just making any call willy-nilly to the server. HTTP negotiation is another one of those. We want to protect you. You know, if you don't want patch and put and delete on there, we don't want that to happen. We want it to return a response saying, hey, that's not allowed, and that's what it does right now. Those are parts of your security right there. We know where things like authentication, input filtering, where they fit in there, but we needed the engine running first, and we need to get that going. But we know exactly where they fit, and so we are tackling the different milestones in the order that we feel need to be done. But we are thinking about the security stuff from the very beginning and making sure that it's enabled and that we're doing it in the best possible way.
Okay. And you've mentioned versioning, which is very important, a conversation that I've had with my buddy Luke Stokes of FoxyCart, who is one of the foremost experts that I know in REST. And he and I have had this conversation many times, and honestly, he's still talking over my head. How does Apigility handle versioning of the APIs?
So we do it in three different ways. First off, at the code level, we actually clone the... clone a directory that is also your subname space of your API. So you have V1, you've got V2. So the code is in there. The code that was originally there for V1 is still there. It continues to run. Now we also have code for V2, and mm-hmm. it's just in a different namespace. So that's the first aspect. Now, the next part of it is how do we expose it as an API in a versioned way? So a lot of people get confused by media types and everything. They just want something simple, and we allow that, and that's that we can do it in the URL itself. So we can say /V1 and then your API endpoint, your API service, /V2, etc.
Okay.
The other way is that you can do it through the accept header. And in that case, we actually generate a media type for you. When you create your API, we actually create one. You can make them specific per service if you want to as well. But it has a version identifier within there.
Okay.
And so you can say, I want, you know, the VND ZenCon.v2 versus V1. And you can actually go and do it through the accept header, and you will get a different response as a result.
Okay. Final question. What payloads do you support coming back? I mean, I hate to keep going back to Frappy, but that's the one I know.
Right.
Frappy gives me the ability to, to say this is going to be XML or this is going to be JSON. Does this new product do that? Did it support any additional ones? What?
So by default, we support HAL JSON only.
Okay.
Except for with RPC services, we have just generic JSON, and that's. But you can choose to do HAL JSON as well.
Mm-hmm.
With RPC, we don't expect that you're necessarily returning resources, and so you know we want to be able to make it as easy as possible. But those are the ones that we support. Now, the way that the engine is written, we have a content negotiation module that allows you to define selectors that then tie to specific view models, which then you can have a different rendering engine say, oh, I'm aware of that view model. I'm going to render it in this way.
Okay.
So you as a developer can choose to render it in a different way. We, however, are going to only offer HAL JSON. That's our opinion.
Okay.
But again, we've made it flexible enough that you as a developer can do what you want.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today. Now, since Voices of the Elephant is community-based, I always end with the standard question. What's your local user group and what's the URL?
We have a local web developers user group.
Oh, okay.
And it's through Eventbrite. I cannot remember. Okay. Or no, meetup.com. It's through meetup.com. I cannot remember the URL.
Do you remember the name?
I can look it up for you right here as we're talking.
Okay.
I'm going to fire up the Meetup app because it is under my... Is that social? Yes, Meetup. Here we go. Of course, I have to log into the Wi-Fi here. It's the Sioux Falls Developers Group on Meetup.
Okay.
They meet monthly. And I actually missed last month because that was going to be the first time I went, but we had a family emergency, so I didn't make it. But it seems to be a fairly thriving group and has people from a number of different languages and disciplines. So.
Well, excellent. Well, Matthew, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today, and thank you for everything that you do for the PHP community.
Thank you, Cal.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.